There's a girl, blonde hair. I can't remember what her face looks like. The woman beside me shifted, looking to the white-haired man in the corner. All right, anything else? I yawned, exhaustion creeping back in. Flickering scenery had the hospital room fading. A small, run-down cabin wavered into view. One of the windows was cracked in the far left corner, and the door hung open. Leaning off balance from the broken hinge at the bottom, I was in a forest. Trees towered above, bare, dead. It was cold as I spun in a circle. Blood covered my hands, so much blood. Looking down, my shirt was saturated in it, and I was smiling. And running? No, not merely running, I was chasing after someone. I'm Boston Marks, no middle name. The words flooded from my mouth, but I had no idea where they came from. I was staring at the doctor, only just seeing him as the vivid pictures vanished from my view. Perfect. That's all for now. Why don't you get some rest? The doctor motioned with his head to my mother, and the nurse checked some things on a computer screen before following all three of them out. I closed my eyes, seeing dark, seeing my salvation. I liked this place. I didn't want to be awake anymore. If I returned to nothingness, I could have her back. I could keep the blonde and do whatever I wanted. And there were so many things. What, exactly, didn't come? Just a desperate need buried in my subconscious I couldn't decipher. Minutes went by, and my door sounded. I refused to open my eyes or give anyone else my attention. Not that I really had a choice. As much as I wanted to fade away, my newly awakened state didn't allow me to. I hung between the curse of awareness and brink of unconsciousness. Footsteps approached, light barely existent.
Boston?
My mind fought through sleep despite the soft, feminine voice.
I won't stay long. I came to check on you. Your mom said you're awake, that, well, that you woke up and have amnesia. I'm so sorry.
I drifted at her silence, only to jolt awake as she continued.
I'm not sure I can come back for a few days. Jeff will be keeping a close eye on me once he finds out you're back.
She paused.
I should really go. I just wanted to—
Wait.